Good morning, Irene.
All units, Irene. I say again, Irene.
The mobilization has begun to confront what might be the biggest storm to hit the Atlantic coast in years. Even earthquake-jolted Northeasterners are taking this storm seriously.
Irene!
The bullseye is North Carolina at this point. The stampede of wind and rain expected to stretch from northern Florida to Maine. A weekend sleepover with Irene.
Irene!
No party. It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Irene.
Good morning, everyone. It's August 26th. Where did that clip come from? That's from Black Hawk Down, right? Yeah, a listener gave that to us? Black Hawk Down. It's the code name Irene for starting the fiasco that became Black Hawk Down. But it's a real hurricane named Irene that tops the headlines this morning. 65 million people potentially in her path. Listen.
Given the forecast track, and even if the track shifts a little bit one way or the other, this is likely to be a once in at least a generation storm for many people in the Northeast and New England.
Once in a generation, that's from Ed Rappaport at the National Hurricane Center this morning. In the past hour, Hurricane Irene weakened slightly to a Category 2 storm, but is expected to regroup in open waters and return to Category 3, but that's short of the Cat 4 predicted yesterday before it will make landfall in North Carolina tomorrow. 9-foot waves now hitting the Carolina coast. Tens of thousands continue to evacuate those coastal areas. North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue says her state is doing whatever it can to prepare.
Our shelters are open. People are evacuating. The Red Cross is in North Carolina. Our warehouses are stocked, and our Swiftwater teams are ready for rescue if that's necessary.
All of the projections now show Irene moving up the I-95 corridor, the most heavily populated area of the East Coast. States of emergencies have been declared in 7 states, from North Carolina to Connecticut. New York City officials will decide today whether to evacuate a quarter of a million people from low-lying areas of the 5 boroughs. And last night, Mayor Michael Bloomberg ordered the evacuation of all nursing homes in New York City in the evacuation areas.
They must, I repeat the word must, evacuate unless they get permission to stay in place based on the ability of the particular facility to keep operating during hurricane conditions.
In a few moments, we'll hear from reporters up and down the East Coast to hear about local preparations for Irene. We're seeing reports of reprisal killings across the Libyan capital of Tripoli this morning. Multiple reports say it's happening on both sides. Rebels continue to clear pockets of resistance in the city. Mahmoud Jibril, leader of Libya's National Transitional Council, says the nation needs its international assets to be unfrozen now.
If we don't receive this urgent assistance, the destabilization inside Tripoli and other parts of the country will be really beyond control.
The U.S. and South Africa reached an agreement to release $1.5 billion from American banks for the rebels in the coming days. But this morning, there's a familiar voice adding to the instability. The voice there, of course, of a still-missing Muammar Gaddafi in an audio tape released just this morning. He's calling on his followers to continue the fight. Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan has resigned. He'd been criticized for his handling of the earthquake and tsunami aftermath. And Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is now unlikely, it's reported, to announce another round of stimulus in a speech later this morning from the Federal Reserve meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. We'll take a look at how this banker retreat has suddenly become a news event later on in the hour. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are down. Futures are up for Wall Street at this point, but not by much. The Dow gets underway at 11,149. The S&P opens at 1,159. And the Nasdaq begins at 2108. As Irene begins to wallop the East Coast, many of our listeners are caught up in the path. We spoke with this listener yesterday.
Years ago, I forgot to bring in the Barbie Jeep, and it was lost. So bring in the kids' toys. You don't want to go fishing for them a mile down the road later.
That's John Manrique in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. The storm's actually going to miss him, but many of you in the crosshairs of the storm, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Tell us how your community is preparing for Hurricane Irene.